Growing community connections empowers people and organizations to support children and families, including local schools. I'm Joanne Gieselman, Director of GCC and host of the Community Connections podcast that highlight the collaborative spirit of our communities. An amazing transformation is underway in Northeast Nebraska that started with an adult literacy program launched through Lewis and Clark Elementary School and transformed into the Empowering Parent Support Program through a grant from Nebraska Department of Education and Nebraska Children and Families Foundation. This outreach strengthens life outside of a traditional classroom. You'll hear from people thriving from the experience to those in charge. Let's start with the principal at Dakota City Elementary School, Laura Salzbeck.
We were able to start our program, which brings families in, providing them a lot of education, for example, healthy eating or healthy choices, appropriate chores for their children, what to expect from their children daily at school, just a variety of different topics, plus giving them the opportunity with in partnership with Northeast Community College to further their education, whether that be learning English, getting their GED, going back to school for business classes, or to become a firefighter, or things like that. So we have a lot of parents that are enrolled in the program that are furthering their education, as well as us providing education to them as well. My role with the Family Literacy Program is just kind of the oversight of all of it and making sure that it's successful. And we also have a full-service community coordinator that is a full-time position. So she really does a lot of the work for the program as well.
So if you've got 30 minutes and they've got five tasks, check your routine. Did you do everything?
Como si tienen 30 minutos al principio del día y tienen cinco cosas que hacer.
So my name is Odessa Cooley, and I am the full service community school coordinator. And this program is our family literacy program, where we have 21 adults currently registered that are learning parenting skills, the American education system, and also working towards their personal goals of furthering their education, learning English, citizenship, driving skills, whatever their goals may be. I was the youth librarian at the South Sioux City Public Library for 12 years, and it was an easy fit because I already had all the community connections that this position needed, but it's still in the education and literacy field, so it was an easy switch.
My daughter brought in a paper from school, from family literacy, and I was like, okay, we'll go ahead and check it out. Literacy, I literally thought it was gonna be for reading. And I was like, okay, they're gonna teach us different techniques on how to help our children read better. And so I was like, okay, we walk in and they were giving us all this information about what we could do us as a parent, but for ourselves, what we could do with our kids. I was like, okay, this has nothing to do with reading, but I liked it. My name's Andy and I have a daughter at Dakota City Elementary in South Sioux City. It's wonderful. A lot of information. It's like they explain it. We do activities as well. It's just, I like it. I like it a lot. They did tell us at the beginning, like they would help us with different resources if we needed food or shelter or anything like that, if we needed a job. And I was like, okay, maybe, you know, I was looking for a job because I used to do landscaping, but it was only seasonal. Well, you know, it gets cold and you can't really dig outside. So I was doing paperwork for them and then came in one day, talked to Mrs. Salzbeck, and she's like, you know what, we're looking for a para for our school. So I was like, really? She's like, yeah. And I was, so we were talking about it. She gave me a little breakdown of what it would be involved. And I was like, yeah, I can do that. And so that's how I got the job.
She jumped right on board and said, yes, I want to work here. That's perfect. I can learn more about the school while I work here and how to support her daughter. She applied and we interviewed her and we hired her and she's now employed, but then also she wanted to make sure no matter what job she had, she could prioritize being able to attend our program. And so this works out perfect because she works and then she can attend our program on Tuesdays and Wednesdays after work.
I like it. It's a different experience every day. My job is one thing, but I want to pursue a career in ultrasound technician. So that's what another thing the program offers. They offer different classes, whether it be English as a second language, whether it be nursing, getting your GED. I've seen, you know, anybody that has a student here, whether it be mom, dad, or grandma, they're more than welcome to come.
I'm Andy's mom. I love the program because they are so helpful. And I'm learning more English. I thought I know just a little bit, but we make a test last week and I did great. For me, it's great. And I said, oh, I can do more. I can learn more. I can learn to speak more fluently. And I feel so good. I feel confident, yeah, with myself. I'm from Guadalajara, Jalisco, Mexico. And I've been here for in the United States for like more than 20 years. I know this program, it's gonna help a lot to me and to her. I know she can do a lot. I'm so proud of her.
The program has helped my mom a lot because she came with me that first day. And she really liked it. She signed up for the English classes through the college.
Seeing what it has done for the families that we have, the growth that we have is just, it's unbelievable. Now we're seeing parents that weren't too involved with the school becoming more and more involved in their child's education, asking questions that they didn't really know about. They weren't familiar with what mental health opportunities and learning that we were doing in the school, and now they're learning that and they're able to get some of that help for their children or for themselves. We are a minority-majority district, and we have a high free and reduced lunch population as well. And so bringing this program and providing these opportunities for families that they weren't necessarily going to be able to do on their own has been extremely beneficial for so many of them. Thinking about the language barrier, it can be so hard for parents to really understand what their children are doing in during their school days or what they're learning about. And so this has been helpful with getting that information to parents and empowering them. And they actually voted on a new name. Instead of calling it the Family Literacy Group, they want to be called the Empowered Parents of Dakota City, because they're really stepping up and taking on a very empowered role in their families.
Some of you will be working on English language learning and some on adult basic education. Continuing for your GED or college prep.
We are so grateful that Growing Community Connections saw what Lewis and Clark Elementary was doing and wanted to grow the program. And they went out and they wrote the grant for us and had us in mind. And they brought us on after that. And we've worked in really good partnership with them in order to make this grow and make it a success story. We just are very grateful for them considering us in Dakota City.
And Growing Community Connections is thankful for our partnership with Principal Salzbeck and the South Sioux City Schools. An estimated 65% of families speak English as a second language, and the Empowering Parents model provides guidance, leadership, and hope to maximize the potential of all who take part. Thank you not only to Principal Salzbeck, but to Odessa Cooley, the full service community school coordinator. Also, a big thanks to Indy and her mother for sharing their journey and goals. Growing Community Connections wishes all continued success. We are proud of your accomplishments.